Hurricane Sandy Image 2 of 2 by DVIDSHUB is licensed under CC BY 2. The effects of climate change are being increasingly felt across the United States. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, recently predicted a seventh consecutive, above average, hurricane season for 2022. This comes after suggestions by scientists that previous above average seasons had been exacerbated by anthropogenic, human-caused climatic factors. In line with this evidence, U.S. political actors frequently depict climate-exacerbated hurricanes as a threat to national security. However, this rhetoric is not culminating in a sufficient adaptive and mitigative policy response. Hurricane trends and implications. A combined anthropogenic rise in Atlantic sea surface temperatures and a projected northerly shift in hurricane trajectory, as exemplified by the recent unprecedented landfall of Hurricane Fiona as far north as Canada, have contributed to a notable observed increase in hurricane incidents in recent decades. Further, assuming a two-warming scenario, experts project an increase in general tropical cyclone intensity by between 1 and 10%, an increase in tropical storm rainfall rates by 10-15%, and a greater number of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes, resulting in the increased severity of flooding and storm surges. This means that climate change poses a dual threat to the U.S., whereby it increases the likelihood of extreme weather events and their destructive capacity. These trends pose domestic threats to U.S. security and their potential to exacerbate the already severe impacts of hurricane events. Economic data from the NOAA finds that, since 2000, there have been 37 tropical cyclones which have caused over US$1 billion in damages, CPI adjusted, with Hurricane Katrina being the most costly at US$180 billion. Such high costs are becoming more common due to the increasing economic value of vulnerable areas, what has now become a $1 trillion coastal property market. These storms are becoming increasingly economically damaging for American homeowners in these areas, especially as many of them mistakenly believe that they are protected from hurricane flood damage by their homeowners' insurance plans. Further, the destruction or incapacitation of U.S. critical infrastructure in vulnerable areas as a result of stronger and more frequent hurricane events could have a debilitating impact on U.S. security, public health, and safety. This refers to infrastructure relating to access to food, drinking water, healthcare, roads, sewage systems, and energy systems. The incapacitation or destruction of such critical infrastructure can have a detrimental impact on the availability, integrity, or delivery of essential services. This often disproportionately affects socioeconomically disadvantaged Americans who take longer to recover from the impacts of hurricanes than the rest of the population. Scenarios like these have contributed to an observed 2075 hurricane-related deaths in the U.S. since 2000. U.S. responses. Framing hurricanes as a threat to U.S. security is increasingly commonplace among political actors. Recently, the current administration claimed that it is prepared to respond to this year's tough hurricane season. Joe Biden further acknowledged the link between climate change and hurricane incidents, labeling it a code red danger that has become everybody's crisis. Framing hurricanes as a national security issue could arguably be seen as a motivational tool for encouraging and subsequently maintaining the momentum needed for solid practical change. However, it is apparent based on socioeconomic indicators that U.S. policy remains insufficient in mitigating the impacts of climate-exacerbated hurricanes. Following Hurricane Katrina, a report by the U.S. Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs highlighted consistent failures by government officials both to act swiftly to mitigate storm risks and to develop coordinated national responses to multiple extreme weather events. This sentiment continues today, despite the use of increasingly securitizing language, with the Government Accountability Office warning that key federal agencies continue not to sufficiently aid state and local governments in preparations for hurricane season. Indeed, the recent results of the U.S. midterm elections suggest that the interconnected effects of climate change and hurricane events does not hold much weight with the U.S. public. These results included failures to pass many environmental initiatives, as exemplified in hurricane-prone Florida, where a bipartisan measure that would have made building flood-resistant homes cheaper was voted down by the electorate. This highlights the trend of powerful rhetoric employed by powerful actors during storms or shortly thereafter, while practical policy-based consideration of disaster response mechanisms fall out of favor within policymaking institutions when hurricane seasons end. A lackluster response on the world stage. A failure to address issues of climate change and its resultant impacts on extreme hurricane events in the U.S. not only means the likely continuation of adverse domestic impacts, but has more wide-reaching international consequences as well. In an interconnected global economy, hurricane events have international economic implications, particularly for business and trade. While hurricane events tend not to have a major impact on stock markets, they do often cause substantial disruption to international aviation, including air freight, with Hurricanes Irma and Maria causing $75.85 million in financial losses. They also often force key U.S. ports to close, impacting the international transportation of petroleum, diesel, and jet fuel. This has knock-on adverse consequences for global supply chains. These global trade risks are particularly pertinent within the context of ongoing global price shocks, specifically across energy resources. Further disruption to fuel supply chains, plus a reduction in domestic refining capacity, could cause further inflationary pressure, which has the potential to hurt consumers and businesses alike. Forecast. Risks such as these threaten the U.S. or its key trading partners, which may encourage the adoption of stronger rhetoric and action on climate change by U.S. representatives within international forums. During the COP27 conference, President Biden depicted the USA as a trustworthy, committed, global leader on climate, and highlighted the devastating hurricanes that have battered the country in recent years. However, as with the domestic U.S. response to climate change, skeptics have stressed that the U.S. is making new climate policy commitments without fulfilling their old ones. A recent climate change performance index ranks the U.S. at a very low 52, challenging U.S. global climate leadership claims. Despite evidence of anthropogenic factors contributing to more severe hurricane seasons, little has been done. This, coupled with the domestic response to climate change more generally, has raised questions about the U.S. commitment to climate change goals, setting a poor example and a dangerous precedent. Thus, it is likely that the impacts of hurricanes in the U.S. will continue to escalate as climatic forces continue to take hold, affecting not only domestic citizens, as the security rhetoric in the U.S. has arguably proved to be quite hollow, but also international trade and the U.S. global reputation as a leader on climate change.